When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hi, Mike Emmerich from the NHL on NBC. Whether you're a visitor to Chicago like me or a lifelong resident, we all learn a lot about pavers and caulk and drywall and plumbing stuff to make our houses better. It's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, Saturdays on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Hey, I just figured out how to get a crowd. All I need is Tony Esposito next to me. Say hi to Tony, everybody. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's great to see everybody out here today.
Now, you and I, you may not remember this, but you and I, actually, you came to the St. Ignatius Glorium fundraiser. And
I
we were up
that.
On stage. We were selling a Blackhawks skybox, and you came up on stage, and that's probably the first time I got to meet you. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you very much. And again, I can't believe the turnout. We're going to have a great day today.
Isn't it awesome? Okay, you can't see this on the radio, but can everybody look at how sharp the suit is that Tony's wearing? Look at that. He looks like $1 million.
Yeah. Green and wrinkled, yeah.
Tony, now, I think a lot of people obviously have heard a lot of the stats and everything. I want to get to the heart of things that maybe people don't know. When you were playing, where did you live?
I lived in Elmhurst.
You lived in Elmhurst?
Yeah.
The whole time you were with the Hawks?
Yeah, pretty much. I was there, I lived there for like 20-some years. And then my brother and I, we ended up down in Florida running the Lightning for a long time.
Nice, nice.
So, you know, it's like anything else in pro sports. You get there and you play as a player and then they fire you sooner or later. You get in management and they fire you sooner or later.
Right, 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 right.
So that's sports.
Right, right. Obviously, with the Blackhawks, they've done such a great job of bringing back players like you that meant so much to this city during the time that you played, the guys that you played with, guys even after you, before you. I would imagine that it's nice to, it's always nice to be wanted, but this organization seems to do a very nice job of being inclusive.
Well, the great thing about it is, again, Rocky Wirtz started it all. He brought back the old players, tied in with the new players, and just like the old fans and the new fans. I mean, there's a guy right there. He was my era. But that's what's great about it. And the players today are, we have a good bunch of players that are relate, and they include the old guys like me and Bobby and that, and their functions and everything. And it's good to be part of it, because when you can't play anymore, you know, you're sort of an outcast. And so it's a lot of fun. I just love it.
Do you ever get a chance to throw on a pair of skates just for the sheer idea of just going out to skate?
A couple times a year, but it's something like riding a bike. You just don't lose it. It's
right.
You know, I bet you when I start fumbling around walking, I'll still be able to skate well.
That's good. That's good.
Can you imagine playing nowadays with these pads? These pads are massive. They're monstrous, the equipment the goalie's wearing.
Well, that's okay, but everybody has the same legal limits, so it doesn't really matter. Everybody wears the same equipment. It's not like anybody has an advantage. So I think it's great. The better protection, it's better for hockey, as if you've got, you know, your goaltender's protected well. But I think that... you know, they're trying to open the game up and get more goals again, and I think it's a lot to do with the coaching. The coaches, now we have 3 or 4 coaches, and all the videos, and they're very defensive-minded, so you don't get a lot of great chances.
I've always thought in professional sports, and I think that you can certainly speak to this more so than me, but all of these professional athletes, no matter what sport we're talking about, whether it's hockey or basketball or baseball, all of these, when you make it to a pro level, these are talented athletes. And to me, the coaching to be able to bring those men or women together, whatever sport we're talking about, I think has such a critical aspect to get the best out of all of them. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yes, I agree to a point. I mean, the players are all gifted. I mean, you have to be gifted to be at this level. But the thing that makes the difference in who's successful and who is not is the personality. You got to have guys. I know guys that are greatly talented, but they don't want to give everything.
Right.
And then you have other guys that are less talented and give it all. So you weed out the lazy guys and get rid of them. And
right.
Then you have a good team.
Right, right. I was one of those guys. Not a lot of talent. I just worked hard.
That's good.
What are your plans today at the festival? Where can people find you if they're coming out today?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I just follow.
Oh, all right, good.
But I'm going to be signing autographs somewhere for quite a while, and then we're going to interact, probably do some photos and all stuff like that. And then after in the afternoon, I'm going to head out to Bloomington because Kayla Kindred in the office, who's the secretary who does all my stuff and Bobby's and Stan's and everybody's integral part of the organization, is getting married in Bloomington. So,
oh, nice.
We're going to go out there and see if we can pick up a little bit of a hangover for the next morning.
Hey! And listen, there's some people walking around already that got a head start, so be careful. Now, I wonder if I can ask a favor. We have some things to give away to the audience. I don't know if you would be willing to sign this. Look at this. This is a Blackhawks, what they call a sportula. Look at that. When you're grilling?
Yes.
Maybe we could get you to sign that. We could give it to one of the people here if you don't mind.
Sure,
and then,
we'll do that.
And then for me, real quick, because, you know, Tony, what you and I share is we're both Italian. I brought my jar of Marconi Giardinera.
My favorite.
I know it's
those
your favorite.
Those are mild, though. You're really...
I know. Well, this was...
The hot stuff.
The problem was my hot stuff, it was already open, and I thought it would be rude of me to bring an open jar of Giardinera to have him sign. So... You know, as we all know, Tony's got what? A Hall of Fame taste, right? So, you know, I just want to put that in my thing and have Tony sign my jar of Marconi Giardinera.
Sure, we'll do that. There are no problems at all. Just have a fun day, everybody. Let's have a blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer Tony Esposito.
Thank you.
Live on the Mr. Fix-It Show. It's 8:54 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.